It's a cartoon once again of the squares and the circles. The story takes place in some unknown kingdom, whereby the oblong type shapes, square type shapes, are going about their business, wandering around the town, and saying hello to each other, taking their lids off, and like as if it was their hats, and saying hello to each other. And all of a sudden they pass a circle walking in the other direction, and they look rather strangely at this circle, and two or three of them start poking it and pushing it around, and asking themselves what it can be, and they take advantage of the fact there's three of them as against this poor old circle by itself, and start poking it and then kicking it and bouncing it up and down on the ground. And the circle obviously is very upset by this, and but luckily for the circle, some of its circle friends turn up, and by this time there's only one or two of the square shapes there, and they start poking and rolling and spinning around the square shapes, and giving them a taste of their own medicine. So they roll them over and tumble them about a bit, and then what happens is the square shapes suddenly, who incidentally have been talking to each other by round circles of words, as it were, a string of words formed in a circle, which comes out of the square's mouth, and the circles talk with a square of words, which they sort of launch at each other, and it rebounds off each other, and they call up several other members, like a call to arms of the rest of their tribe, as it were, their race, and all the circles get together on the one side, and all the squares get together on the other side, and they pile themselves up high in blocks, about 18 or so of them, and the circles go racing into the squares, but of course they bounce off them as the squares build themselves up like a brick wall, and this is when the circles have the idea of using themselves as catapults and springing into the wall, and this works for a time, and eventually both armies of squares and circles meet together and end up fighting it out, and individuals, square and circles, end up trying to kill each other, and you do see some squares and circles rising to heaven, as it were, as if their souls are going to heaven when they've been killed, and they really try and kill each other by hitting them with various objects, and towards the end we see that the squares have actually killed off all the circles and have started trying to kill their own members of the tribe, as it were, and using other square shapes, they are hitting, just really trying to kill each other, and no longer seem to know what they're doing. One square seems very upset by this and wanders around with a bit of some sort of shape in his hand, some sort of block in his hand, sort of club in his hand, and tries to get the others to stop, but they just carry on with this sort of unendless destruction of each other. And then the scene at the end shows how they're back to normal life, until of wandering around saying hello to each other, until of course the triangle shape passes them, and they turn around, and the triangle shoots out a load of words at him and sticks out his tongue, and you get the impression that the whole thing would start again involving the triangles, because they can't accept other races.